Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
Patreon started out helping creators monetize their content. Now it's helping them give it away for free. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The creator economy could grow to nearly $500 billion in the next 5 years, according to Goldman Sachs. That buzzword describes the ecosystem of individuals creating videos, podcasts, newsletters, and art, usually on social media. But advertising and algorithms can be fickle mistresses. That's where Patreon comes in. For the last decade, the platform has offered a way for fans to directly support creators with paid digital subscriptions. Now, Patreon is offering a free membership option and the ability to sell digital works. I spoke with CEO and co-founder Jack Conte about how these new services can help the creator economy grow.
It's become very clear over the last 3 years that the way the internet is being organized is shifting dramatically, and it's not good for creators. The way the internet used to work is a creator would publish something, and then some fans would find it online, and they would follow that creator, or they would subscribe to the creator. And then when the creator published more things, their fans would see it and would enjoy it, and there'd be these wonderful sort of community of a creator and their fans. And I think a lot of the major platforms are shifting to a more algorithmic curation of content. And you might think, okay, so what's the harm there? But actually, every post that shows up in your feed that you didn't choose to subscribe to means that a post below that post from a creator that you did choose to subscribe to is getting demoted. And that's unfair for creators. That's not the way it should work. When a fan decides to follow a creator, and when a creator decides to invest in a platform and build a business there, they should be able to reach those people.
The creator economy appears to still be growing. Do you see gaps or services that are needed to allow it to continue to thrive?
Sometimes it's easy to forget, but like we're really only like 10 years, 15 kind of into self-publishing, you know? And so 10 years ago, the kind of main priority and burning fire was just ensuring that creative people are compensated for their work, which is really important. Now creators are starting to be paid, building essentially small business media companies. And there's a whole new set of problems popping up for this new category of person. What are those sorts of things? It's, you know, the ability to get your message out there. It's the ability to build a tight-knit community. It's the ability to have publishing tools that drive your business, financial tools to accounting and tax preparation. And any problem that an emerging small business would have is a problem that a lot of creators are starting to experience right now as they transition from being, you know, basically to becoming full-time creators. And so I think that's a lot of the, you know, a lot of what we're starting to see bubble in the creator economy. And I think we're just going to see more and more. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg.
There's been some reporting alleging internal mismanagement at Patreon that has delayed some big launches like the native video service. How is Patreon ensuring that its future updates are being released in a timely manner and that these communities that are being built will be sustainable?
The truth is, we are moving faster than we've ever moved in our history as a company. And then if you look at just what we've shipped over the last year, analytics and free trials for creators and video and a new billing system and posting improvements, audio previews, Discord integration improvements, tier highlighting for creators. I mean, there's actually been like a boatload of things that we've shipped for people. And there's also just a lot more coming down the pipe right now. We've got some more announcements coming out in a few months, which, we'll be talking about soon.
We have seen creators sometimes clashing with platforms over issues like revenue sharing or restrictions on brand deals. I mean, what do you think is the key to keeping a positive relationship between platforms and creators?
Gosh, it pains me as a creator myself to have lived through that and to be living through that. At its core, I really think there's one big problem, which is the business model of these platforms. When your customer is the advertiser, which we should make no mistake, that is the customer for most of the internet platforms. That's who's paying the platforms. That's where their revenue is coming from. And when that is the case, creators take a back seat. It just is what happens. And that's not the way it should be. That sucks. It's not fair to creative people. Creative people deserve a place where they are the customer, where they are the priority. And so, you know, I think the main answer to your question, as you know, as trite as it seems, it's building a truly creator-first culture. It's building a culture inside the company where every line of code, every response to every email, every policy update, everything is trying to serve creators, not advertisers. Patreon has, from day one, always thought of creators as our ultimate customers, and our business model depends on it. Patreon is not paid unless our creators are successful.
Jack Conte, CEO of Patreon. We've got more on Patreon's newest features and some of the criticisms the platform has faced. It's at our website, marketplacetech.org. That report I referenced on Patreon's internal struggles comes from an investigation by The Information earlier this year. The company has also weathered layoffs. It cut about 17% of staff last September. Patreon, like so many other internet companies, saw explosive growth during the pandemic and was making moves toward an initial public offering, but it has since put a hold on those plans as its valuation has fallen in the wake of the tech slowdown. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.